from verses 35 to 40. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him and may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen. This portion of the scriptures is from the same place where the previous one, where Jesus fed those, but through this miracle of five pieces of bread and two fish, he fed 5,000 men, all the people at the services. Here in Runawa now, there is probably more people that were in the midst of Jesus then all the people will get enough temporal food. But this of which a text speaks about the living bread, this is also shared out here. And it happens in the same way as this miracle of feeding, when Jesus said that everyone will receive this bread of life, and it will be enough for everyone. And there will even be more left over. This bread of life is this gospel sermon which we believe. And it is namely this, Jesus' atonement work. It has come because of the atonement work of Jesus. This living bread is a number one matter for us, which we also need this temporal bread every day. On weekdays as well as on Sunday. For us, we have tried to make better food on Sunday and maybe on the weekdays to eat more basic foods. But when God's children are gathered together, it is always this celebratory food. It is this good food which man in this time can receive. It is such a precious matter of which we are talking about, that nothing more could be found in this time better. This living bread is such which brings man to the other side of the border of time, to eternal life. In the Lord's Prayer, as was we prayed in the beginning of these services, we pray for this everyday bread, this temporal bread, and we can testify of this, that the Heavenly Father has certainly given us this bread. And the people of Finland in our midst in the catechism, it speaks of everyday bread, this explanation that God gives this without our prayer, indeed, to all people, even to the evil. But we pray in this petition that He would teach us to know this goodness and thank Him for this bread which we have received. But then, in this Lord's Prayer, is this eternal bread, a petition for this eternal bread of life. Give us this day, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And this explanation is that we pray in this petition that the Heavenly Father would not look on our sins and reject us because of this, our prayer, because it's not possible for us to get what we pray for, but that He would give us everything which we ask for by grace, because we sin every day and we deserve nothing but punishment. And so we want to forgive those from the heart to those who have transgressed against us. Before this text, people wanted to see more miracles by Jesus. They asked Jesus what miracles will you do that we could believe, even though Jesus had just fed a great flock of people. And then in the evening, there it rained. There came people, and people wanted to see more miracles. Then they asked that, what do we need to do that our deeds are the deeds of the Lord? Do the work of the Lord, Jesus answered them. Jesus answered them, believe on Him who God has sent. This is the deed of the Lord. then they ask for more miracles. Jesus said, as he did in the beginning of this text, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. There are two matters here. He who comes to me, and he who believes on me. We cannot by our own power and understanding come to Jesus. Jesus found from God's kingdom, he lived in the hearts of these people who have received, who have been able to believe with to live with Jesus, and whose heart lived Jesus. And people from their own behalf, sinful and corrupt, as all other people. Nevertheless, they are freed, redeemed sinners. But from God's kingdom it has been preached that this bread of life and eternal life, this gospel which brings us to eternal life, which frees people from their sins. This same gospel is preached throughout this time. This kingdom, from where it is preached, is like a house of sticks. If we remember during the time of Prophet Elisha, Naaman the Syrian, who became sick with leprosy, and this leprosy was a picture of this, that he was sick with sin. He had a servant girl who told them that there's a prophet in the land of her forefathers that could cure him. And Naaman went to this land of Israel, and the address was wrong. He went to the palace of the king, and then he was instructed to go to Elisha. And Elisha sent his servant to this Naaman to tell Naaman to go and wash himself in the River Jordan, and he would be redeemed. And Naaman became angry about this, that he thought that he would leave, and he thought that he would come to me and put his hand on my head and in this way cure him. But he asks me to wash myself in a river which is much muddier than the rivers in his own country. He left, but then his servant said to him, "If this prophet would have asked you to do something great, wouldn't you have done it?" Then Naaman went into the river Jordan and washed himself, and he became cured from his illness. This kingdom of God, which is seen to many by many as being a river Jordan, where there's little water and dirty water, or a house of sticks in the midst of people. But God has contained and left this gospel with the weak from their own self and of little power, with the children of God as their duty to preach. Here in the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus was leaving this temporal journey, he said in this way to all the people, this is what I meant. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures and the things concerning himself. Those going from Jerusalem, you must preach the gospel to all of them. I will send you this which my Father has promised. And Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to all of them, his own, that the Gospel of John And Jesus said again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, so shall I send you." And at the same time he blew on them and said, "Take ye the Holy Spirit. Whose sins ye forgive, they are forgiven unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." And so Jesus sent his disciples to do this gospel work. And one example of this how God only preaches this gospel through his kingdom. You probably all remember how when Peter in the house of Cornelius was asked to proclaim the gospel, Cornelius was one who feared God, and he did great works and gave alms But they didn't help him in this when he had sins on his conscience. Jesus didn't forgive him straight. Forgive him straight. But then Cornelius prayed a lot, and in his prayer was heard, and the angel appeared to Cornelius, and he didn't receive his forgiveness, sins forgiven there either. But the angel instructed him that he would seek Peter. Then when Peter came and preached the gospel to him, and it tells how the Holy Spirit ascended onto all those listeners of the word. This Peter, of which we heard in the previous speech, who was a straying one as we all are, or a follower, one who falls as we all are. But with the Holy Spirit through them, the Holy Spirit worked through Peter in the house of Cornelius. And then in this text, it says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Those which the Father giveth me. No one can come to God's kingdom or to Jesus if God didn't call him and pulled him to him. Jesus gives to every person a time of visitation, and also to nations. During these last times, we have heard and seen how in southern countries in Africa, God has given a time of visitation. God awakens through the law to the knowledge of sin in the people's hearts and calls them to him. And he shows the way to Jesus. Jesus is the door to this sheepfold and the gate. People need to come through this gate inside. And it is the gate which we believe that is Jesus on the cross on Golgotha has shed his blood for you and just for me. And those who want to believe this gospel will get into this sheepfold where Jesus is the gate. Jesus guides people in different phases of situations of life, or through trials. how God has his ways to guide man, but nevertheless we can think that is always this goodwill towards God or towards man to call them to repentance, to the way of repentance, because the will of God is this, that all men would reach heaven. All have been called, but all have not been obedient to this call. To this wedding of the king. One example is used that to the wedding of the king's son, and this is a parable of Jesus, that the kingdom of God can be compared to a king who prepared a wedding feast for his son. He sent servants to invite guests, but all had their own way of reasons to refuse, that they couldn't come, or reasons that they couldn't come. And the worst beat the servants of the king, and the king became angry, and he punished those who killed his servants. But then he told his servants to go to the street and to invite anyone there on the street. And the servants went and gathered all those, good as well as bad, to the wedding hall, and it became full for the wedding feast. But everyone was called to this wedding. But those that accepted this invitation, they were chosen. In this portion of the scripture, at the end, Jesus says, many are called, but few are chosen. These which were called and accepted this call were chosen to this wedding feast, which is a picture of this kingdom of God. And those which came here and accepted this call, invitation, they were dressed in the cloak of righteousness, which was cleansed by the blood of Christ, this whole righteous clothing. There's no other way in God's kingdom than this way of the gospel, that we personally would believe, our own sins forgiven, in that Jesus has, which Jesus has atoned for on the cross. Luther has explained this portion of the scripture in this, and so I would read this portion. Jesus calls often, but he lets it happen to seldom, to a few. And so it is written here, many are called, but few are chosen. the gospel which is preached publicly to everyone who wants to hear it and possess it. The God preaches this generally and publicly for this reason, that everyone who hears this could believe it and possess it to become righteous. But how does it go? As it says in this gospel, that few are many are called, and few are chosen. Few could be acceptable to God. Others hear this word, but they don't hear its admonishment. Others hear it, but they don't cling to it strongly. They don't want to sacrifice anything or suffer. A few listeners keep the richness and the life in the world is richer. And so the words of Jesus are said that they aren't chosen, that they could be acceptable to God. But we are chosen and acceptable to God. He who diligently hears this gospel and believe on Jesus. I read from one book of Christian, if he is chosen, becomes saved when he believes. And if faith is that which saves, they are the chosen of God. Dear listener of God, hearer of God's word, at the end of this text, it speaks of this, how Jesus he wants a person which he sends to do according to his will, and those that come to Jesus that live on the other side of time in this eternal life. And this will come of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Have you, dear hearer of God's word, brothers and sisters, sometimes had these doubts of this, that I will not reach the destination. I am such a poor and weak. I'm traveler on this way of heaven. We can't, with our own power, reach this destination. But God gives his power. The gospel is the power of God unto all who believe, unto righteousness. It is to you, dear children and youth, and to you older ones. It is the power of God to every one of us. None of us could make one day journey forward without this power. what Jesus says in this text, who come to me, I will not cast out. Jesus knows all of us weak and faulty ones, and his will is this, that he would be gracious to us. When Jesus says to the disciples that he will send his power from above, the Spirit of truth, that it would teach and remind of all which I have spoken unto you. This Holy Spirit in our own conscience reminds us, if we fall, if some evil words come, if it reminds us that you should ask for forgiveness for these matters, it reminds us, it also reminds us of this, that remember this grace. That you can believe all forgiven, all sins forgiven. And dear hearers of God's word, you can believe just where you find yourself, just as you experience yourself to be. Believe all sins and doubts and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And you young and you children and you young, believe this gospel. This gospel gives power to everyone. And if hearing God's word would be such a one that God has been able to bring you to the hearing of God's word, it is the work of God that you hear. Now it is your day of grace today. Now it is possible to enjoy this living bread from the inside of God's kingdom. It is such bread that gives power for the journey this time. And it guides our way to the eternal life in heaven. And so if you have this thought that I want to be here, and that God has been able to awaken you from the sleep of sin, you can believe unbelief and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. You can, with the group of God's children, journey towards heaven. And so we can remain believing, all our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Very tempted and doubting, I came here before you. I want to ask, can I believe my own sins forgiven? I want to believe. And so we remain trusting the guidance of God in our lives. And we want to live by this bread of life here at these Opistos services. We can believe this from these general proclamations of the gospel, but also share this gospel with one another. It is our way to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.